are not at all what you think you want and need. So ask for all that has already been given and cleanse yourself from the false belief that keeps it from you. Then shall you know heaven on earth even as you rise in consciousness to the greater state of God awareness, which is the one and only true need of humanity. It is so simple, but few will hear it, few will respond. Still we remain stalwart in giving you what God has already granted through our own love, and compassion, and willingness to serve. Will you, in return, follow this example here on Mother Earth, which so desperately needs your support and where humanity so urgently needs to awaken? We of heaven ask for your support and assistance as we shepherd humanity into the golden age. We truly do need that core of love, that group of golden age apostles, disciples and believers. I have spoken of that new age, but let me give you an outline of what it means to earth and life upon it. The golden, or Aquarian, age is a time of energy change and uplifting for all of humanity. It is a time when the things formerly invisible are made real to you. It is a time of joining heaven and earth together in open communication and cooperation. Therefore, it is a time when your usual, or limiting, habits must change, because the structure of consciousness itself is changing and due with it. It is also an opportunity to recognize and become, in the fullest measure, the higher or soul self while living in matter and physical form. Each person must build a bridge of energy between the personality and the soul self to achieve this. For this is the time for alignment of the lowest and the highest into one motive and one action. Love. It is nothing less than an integration in which the wisest aspect of soul becomes the director and leads the way for the individuals and groups' gain. You see, the soul is group-oriented because it is of God and is already in contact with unity, which earthlings forget in their separated bodies of flesh. Meditation is a way of achieving great forward progress because in contacting the soul you are enabled to pour your efforts into selfless service, something the average human personality resists. For do you not say that's mine as you refer to God's gifts around you? And is this not separation? Or the opposite of unity? Is it not true that everything is God's and just temporarily on loan to you during your visit to Earth? After all, what do you take of your physical world with you upon departure but the memories of your thoughts and behaviors and the emotions of it all? The Golden Age, then, is a time of group process, where a number of people who have established soul contact can envision a mutual goal and move toward it in loving thought and commitment with immense energy behind their intention. It is the difference between small individual flashlights on a stormy night and one huge lighthouse beam where the beam is clear and strong. Just as one person's light will combine with other lights into a larger soul connection and a greater thought form, truly do the combined thoughts of many amalgamate into a huge single thought that can be brought to fruition more easily than the smaller thoughts of several single persons. So, mutually committed purposes and the power of multiple energies to support them is the essence of this golden age. That and peace are the framework. Now draw in a breath of peace and think on something exquisitely beautiful. In the golden age, if what you think of is God-made, be assured it will last. If what you think of is mechanical, be suspicious and turn your thoughts to that source which created all the universes, the planets and stars and life upon them. Then think again about what is beautiful. Your answer is guided by your soul's understanding, for it knows you were created by a force beyond your comprehension and yet not without your sensing, your knowing. This is why meditation is so vital. In the stillness as you seek God, you grow quiet and become peaceful. In that act alone you fulfill the simple truth which is the greatest of all the experiments in all the universes. You become, for just a moment, a created being of light without judgment or worry or fear. You become peacefully wise. For just a moment you touch upon your true identity, which is love. In meditation you let all the rest fall away and breathe this love and peace in and out, just as the Creator did in all the work brought forth by the Word, the implemented thought behind the universes. As you will learn, God breathed out life and is breathing us back home again, and you of the 12th universe are moving from the farthest reaches back toward the center of light and energy that sent you out. This particular historical time in human consciousness is focused on that aspect of God that clarifies the difference between concrete, material world science and the science of the soul, which is a far greater thing. Thus each being on earth must choose between the things of sensory perception, of the physical senses and intellect, and the greater knowing from the intuitive or soul aspect of self. Each must seek the science of the soul first to achieve the needed balance in life. Can you be blessed by any real measure of Christ consciousness? But when the personality of the little human self is finally infused with the soul knowing and commitment, life changes dramatically in the miracle of that accomplishment. From here the events of your life are guided by a greater power than your own decision-making and you transcend the personal, becoming like a healthy cell in Earth's precious body. When groups are formed by those who have willingly joined soul to soul, you will experience the transpersonal love which radiates in a brilliance that would blind you if you could see it. That is why I insist that you meet with others like yourself every week to meditate. You will not only enjoy the company of friends on the same path but have a truer knowing about the potent reception of the group energy. High vibrational energy literally changes your mental and emotional subtle bodies, so there is a direct, immediate gift to yourself. And from this higher vibration even your cells change the structure of life within you. Such is the power of large group connection to universal, unconditional love. Thus you are left with a feeling of oneness that words cannot really express. The truth is that in the bonding of soul energy to soul energy you are taken into that heaven which once was your permanent residence, and which now is only briefly enjoyed. But by this steady commitment of daily and weekly meditation you will grow rapidly under our persistent barrage of love which especially comes to you through 1986. The expression of this deep and indescribable bonding is called fellowship, wherein the broad goals of humanity overshadow the desires of the little will of each person. Thus there comes unity within diversity, and the individual chaos of ego dies to the connected purpose and common vision. Truly the soul contact with self and others fills the body with a quality of light that refines and purifies all levels of consciousness, synthesizing the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual aspects of your being. And by your joining in a network of light with others, you glow even brighter as individuals and as a group. Do not be surprised if you actually feel lighter and if others say that you are looking younger, somehow more peaceful, more contented. For these are the hallmarks of God and of the spiritual presence of that power within you. This peace and a joyous heart are your rewards for the willingness to have that infinite presence center and direct your life. Those who serve others receive joy and light and love beyond the earthly treasures you might enumerate as valuable, for these everlasting qualities take you across the bridge of illusion into the only true vision there is. Your genuine, untarnished residence in light awaits your return, beloveds. As we of heaven do, so reach out in willingness to grow and serve that you may return to your own supreme mansion of consciousness. To know what is happening will give you strength to persevere through everything with love in your heart. For all of the great experimentation has proven that combined love and wisdom last, for they alone bring peace. Take your legacy, beloveds, and join me in whatever evaluation lies ahead. We of the Godhead love you. On that you can count. In that you must trust. See me no more in Jerusalem, for that is not my essential identity, nor need it be yours. Give up your past, your frozen memories of me, and let me appear to you in the fullness of my many talents and great knowledge. You are no longer to be encased in the bleak, black experience of your ignorance while your planet and solar system go forward in growth. You must catch up and join your family of advancing truth and life. You must accept a new birthright of cosmic proportions and a new Jesus of universal magnitude to know your own potential place in evolution. But who is this new Jesus you claim to be? You may be asking. Can there really be such a thing? Could Jesus be an even greater power and presence than before? I answer, yes. And I will share what you must know to free yourself from the past. For those who dwell only in the past tend to reinforce it in their actions and cannot bring the gentle rains of change to soften the soil and feed the tiny tendrils of life that seek further delight in growth above the ground. If you ever had someone else try to explain something you said to another person, or if you have been interviewed by somebody for a newspaper article, radio or TV broadcast, you will know the feeling of frustration that occurs when another speaks for you. They may get a part of it right and then totally misunderstand another portion. Or they may misconstrue the entire theme you wish to impart, thereby bringing forth information that is absolutely incorrect. With this background of your own experience, you can imagine what a difficult task it is for spiritual teachers, both living and dead, to avoid being misquoted and misunderstood in holy books. This is why the major world religions of the past brought teachers to the world in physical bodies or had prophets come to share their understanding of the teachings for others to grasp. This was necessary since most human beings had no awareness of an inner connection to spirit. In this way, the message was directly given, but the time lags between visits were long and those who wrote the teachings down had no way to update them. Is this not a natural thing? Therefore, put away the old rugged cross of crucifixion and replace it with one of growth and expansion. Let me explain so there is absolutely no misunderstanding. When I came as the light of that first Son of God, the Christ, it was necessary I take on a physical body in which to reside and prove to humanity by my love that there is no death to their true identity. My resurrection is the energy force that is in me now. I am divorced from the crucifixion. It is over and done, and that story is part of an old time of guilt for you which is no longer alive, unless you keep focusing on it and making it your own. Take me down from the old rugged cross if you yourself would be free. See me alive and beautiful and forget the story of the crucifixion and all its guilt and pain. Focus only on the resurrection if you are grateful for my coming, if you would call me elder brother to the human family. As a symbol, use a circle with a short cross within, or a rainbow or a glowing sun, anything which denotes life or growth or unity. Your symbol of the crucified body on a cross must end unless you realize it is your human personality that must die to your soul. Then and only then does this symbol serve you at all. Then let us each choose to forgive ourselves for anything real or imagined that was in any way related to that earth event 2000 years ago. Be absolutely certain that as a group, and as individuals, you accept forgiveness for anything about that incident. I free you, today, from any sense of shame or guilt you may hold, just let it go. The experience for you must be completed and freed of negative emotions if humanity is to go forward in the light of this new time, this golden age. Leave the remembrance of pain and guilt behind in a glory of my love for you, even as I ask you to forgive me for coming in the way I came to teach, not with my army of angels and military might, but simply in the single-heartedness of devotion and the clothing of truth. Do not blame anyone for not understanding the teachings. Release any judgment of self or others if you would be happy again. Hear this, churches. And deliver only this message. Note today that the crucifixion aspect is hereby cleansed and forgiven and only the resurrection is real. Each soul learns from experience. But, if the experience is never healed and brought forth to greater understanding, it rests like a festering wound in the soul, holding valuable space which needs releasing. Since no two things can occupy the same place in your consciousness, I beg that you dumb the old memory so we can create new ones. Join in this present healing by your willingness to forget the past. The Christian religion is replete with guilt and negativity and needs to change. These are my new teachings. For them made whole again. Follow them to know peace. Let your soul vomit out the old pain and be filled with the balm of forgiveness, mine to yours and yours to mine. This love counteracts all negativity, my beloveds. Stand free in the light of now, allowing the past its decent burial. Leave the cemetery of your yesterday and focus only on a new you and your urgent responsibility in this time on earth. Cleansed and filled with the grace of greater knowing and a transformed reality, you are truly healed. So, release any last tears and regrets and take my hand in peace. We must go forward, for we have much to do now, children of light. Core of love. To help you understand my own growth and spiritual expansion these past 2000 years, let us look at your own earth family's experience with birth and aging. Perhaps you have a scrapbook of photographs taken with a camera over many years. If so, pick any one person's photo, possibly your own, and see what you looked like as a baby or young infant in your early life. Like your own image of yourself at that age, imagine me also as an infant, great as I was, and realize that just as you grew and changed and acquired new ideas and experiences, you were different as the years passed. So, dear ones, I am 2,000 years different. For heaven is not some static place where nothing happens. We are related to the universe and all that it does. This is the law. Each is a part of the whole, from the tiny to the immense. There is no separation. This is critical to grasp. Urgent to remember. On your earth you are in a hologram of the greater universal pattern,